Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the basics of using a brief map. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, I'm elated that you're back. As you may know, I've written a book called Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less, and also a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And we're hoping that you can become a more intentional communicator. And the tool we're going to talk about today is key to doing that. If you've taken our courses, you've heard of a brief map. If you read the book Brief, you've heard of a brief map. And if you've done neither of those two things, I'm going to share it with you anyways. If you want to get more information on this, here's what I recommend you do. I want you to go to thebrieflab.com. In our resources section of thebrieflab.com, you will find a drop-down menu for tools where you can just register for free and you can download a set of tools. And we have white papers and articles and infographics. And in that, you'll have a copy of a brief map, which is what we're going to talk about today. And we're just going to tackle the basics of how to use a brief map. And what's powerful about a brief map is that it's simple and it is a way to prepare key moments where you need to be clear and concise in your communication. Okay, so at its heart, a brief map is a tool. It's an outlining tool. It's to help you organize your thoughts. Now, as we've talked about in previous podcasts, and this is why I released this companion program called Quiet Works, and you can get more information on that by going to thequietworkplace.com, is the value of quiet, to think about things before you begin to organize and outline them. And in thinking, you start to consider all the things that your audience needs to know. And you start organizing it in an order that makes sense to them. And one of the things that's really missing in a lot of people's life is organization. They communicate without thinking and without preparing. They just start talking. And the impulse to talk is strong. We fill dead silences with talk. We go into work. We're collaborating and we're not really thinking and we're communicating all the time. And we experience this becomes chaotic for you as an audience, as a participant. It creates chaos for people because you're following along information that's not organized well. And the effect of that can be really, really devastating. It certainly is a waste of time for people. It takes people, you know, 3, 4, 5 times as much time to explain something that if you had prepared it in advance would have taken a fraction of the time. It takes meetings that could have been productive discussions and a time for connectivity and getting together and generating a decision, a conclusion, into sidebar conversations and off-topic discussions and things that become really, really ineffective. It leads to, you know, people just going on tangents and rants that just have nothing to do with the task at hand. And it's all under the guise of I'm communicating. Well, you're not communicating well. You're confusing and it's taking you a long time to get to the point, if there even is a point to get to. So a brief map is this tool that can really be simple and powerful at the same time as a way for you to prepare. And just a little background on the tool itself. So the generic term, as I started using these more than 20 years ago, they're called mind maps. A mind map is a visual outline. So what I want you to start to imagine a blank piece of paper, and in the middle is a box. It's a square, it's a circle. In the middle, that's the central message. That's the main idea that you want to get a hold of. And then around that are a series of boxes or bubbles that are connected by lines. So it's almost like a star pattern. So in the middle, you've got a message, and maybe you've got, you know, 4 or 5 boxes around them. That is called a mind map. And now around each of those subordinate boxes, you might have smaller boxes that come off of that. And that design approach, mind mapping, is used for a lot of different things. It's used to organize strategy and plans, and IT people use it to design networks, and it could be used for a whole host of different purposes. But for the sake of communication, it's used to outline them, but it does them visually. And the other alternative is to use more traditional linear outline, which is think like Roman numeral 1, 2, 3, and it kind of goes on a list. What makes a mind map more effective than a list is that those thoughts or ideas, those messages are laid out in a pattern that allows you to envision them, or almost in your mind, see where you are. Now, when I discovered this tool more than 20 years ago, what was really cool is that it gave people a way of seeing the messages that they would be communicating in a way that really helped them recall, kind of inspired recollection. And my running joke over the years, having learned how to use these and then refined the method, was they appeal to left and right brain thinkers for very different reasons. So for the more left brain logic linear thinker, it's an architecture, it's a schematic. And for the creative person, if I get that right, the creative person, it's like bubbles on a page, it's a picture. Regardless of how your mind works or what you find appealing, you're creating an organization of messages. So instead of the words coming out in a chaotic form, you start putting them into an organized form. And what's really, really important about that is the preparation. It's like creating an outline. And when you write, outlining is critical, right? Because one of the things that I talked about in a previous podcast is the single biggest writing mistake, and that is just start writing. You haven't thought about it, you haven't organized it, and you just start writing. Well, that's you editing something that we haven't really thought and organized is going to be difficult. So a mind map is a visual outline that helps you organize the thoughts, translate them into words, and then put them in a way that you feel starts to get at the heart of what you want to say and in what order you want to say them in from the perspective of the audience that you're talking to. So that's a general, you know, background of what a mind map is. What we're going to talk about today is how I took that tool and created a brief map. And if you have not seen one before, it's called a brief map because it really ensures brevity, clarity, but it also spells the word brief. And the general role of each one of those letters is important to consider. So they generally stands for background, relevance, information, ending, follow-up. So it's background, relevance, information, ending, follow-up. And each one of those is important. Like, so if you're talking to somebody, is there any background, right? So I just gave you some background, right? Do you know what a visual outline is? What's the relevance or the reason I'm telling you these things? Why am I telling it to them? Why would you care? Why would you need to know? Why is it important, right? You've ever gotten information which is irrelevant? It's because the person hasn't thought about you, thought about what matters to you, but they start talking to you. So they include information which is irrelevant. Well, the relevant box is them stating in very simple terms, this is why you should care. This is why it matters. This is why you need to know now. It gets to the relevance. Information is what's the core information that I need to share? And then what is the ending? How am I going to end what I'm going to say? And then follow-up is what is the person going to do once they hear what I've said? So that's a checklist. So a brief map at its core is a checklist. I start thinking about these things, and I can think about them in any order I want, but I put them in an order that makes sense to the person I'm talking to, right? So it makes it as easy as possible for them not to have to reassemble the message. Another way of looking at it is the brief approach allows you to preassemble a message. Okay, so when you preassemble, it comes with no work or very minimal work on the part of the audience other than hearing it and then responding to it. But their brain is not doing is trying to put it back into a more logical order. And this is one of the problems when people are confusing is it might be that they're saying the right things, but they're saying it in the wrong order. And I'll give you a way of imagining this or understanding this better. It's like telling a joke. Imagine if I told you a joke, I'm not going to right now, but imagine you heard a joke that you find funny, and I changed the order of the joke. All the pieces were there, but they were in the wrong order. Maybe the punchline was in the middle, and the setup was towards the end, and then the transition was in the beginning, and it was just all in a randomized order. Well, no surprise, it's not funny anymore. Well, when you have clarity, you have things that come in an order. When you explain something, and I'll give you an example of where you would use this map. There's a number of places. Meetings. Okay. What's the point of the meeting? Main message in the middle box. What's the core objective of the meeting? You know, why are we meeting now? What are we going to cover? Right. So that's a meeting. Maybe it's a status update. My boss or my client wants to know where something's at. And if I gave it in a random order, they might think that there's an issue, or I don't have my act together, or I'm confusing, or I'm disorganized. All right, so a status update would be another moment where you'd use a brief map. Maybe it's a conversation. It's an important conversation. It might seem like it's just a drive-by, but this is a conversation that I want to make a recommendation. I want to plant a seed in somebody's mind. I probably need to organize that so it doesn't come off as hard to follow. Maybe the conversation is a tough conversation. Maybe the person I work with has got a habit, or they do something, or they're underperforming, and I need to have a tough conversation. I don't want that to be disorganized or long or hard to follow. I want it to be easy and organized. Maybe I'm pitching an idea. Maybe I got a new client that I'm sharing an idea that might change the way they do business, or I've got an insight or an innovation. Maybe I went to a conference, or I was at a meeting or a call, and I have to provide a summary of what I heard. I need to organize that summary, where the key thoughts, ideas, topics that were conveyed, and key takeaways. Maybe it's a report or an email. I got to write a report. Right? I just saw this problem, and I need to analyze it and provide a detailed analysis. I need to organize that. Recently, I did a podcast on providing an overview for a project or a program. Perfect opportunity for using a brief map. In the military, they do briefings. Corporations use presentations. Another great opportunity to use a brief map. It's all about taking the time to prepare something to be clear, easy to follow, concise, shorter, right? So that's where you use a brief map. So those would be the moments. So we just covered like what each letter stands for, right? Background. Sometimes that B might stand for beginning. I'm going to begin the conversation. The R, it could be relevance or reason. We might even use that term for risk from time to time. Information or insight, ending or end state, follow up or follow on. So those letters have roles. Where I want to turn your attention now is the center box. The center box is where your bottom line up front, the main message is. What is the point of this meeting? What's the point of this idea? What is the idea? What is this recommendation? What? Main idea goes right in the middle. That's where your headline goes. That's where you have your headline, right? Giving a status update. I'm like, we got program delays, which are going to stop operations, right? Boom. Give me a headline. Okay. Today, basics on a brief map. That's what the headline was. Okay. One of the things that I encourage you against is trying to cram all your messaging, all your words into that central box. Just because it's central doesn't mean all the words and all the messages and all need to be in that center box. But what it does, it really frames the idea, the message of what you're going to be communicating to people. Okay. In all those instances I just gave you, meetings, status update, pitches, conversations, reports, emails, summaries, program overviews, role definition, whatever it might be, that main message is central. So you got to put that in the main box, but you don't try to cram everything in that box. The next thing I want you to think about is the sequence, right? So the map allows you, even though it spells brief, background, relevance, information, ending, follow-up, it doesn't mean you have to follow that. You might want to start at the end, the end state. Okay, this is the goal, this is the ultimate end state, but this is the reason why. You might want to sequence that a little bit, okay? You might want to start the conversation with a small beginning, creating a little bit of context before you get into the main idea that you want to share. What I really encourage you is to think about the sequence, which makes it the easiest for the person to follow. What you don't want to do, though, is create a sequence where the main idea is buried in the middle. You want to have that idea up front toward the beginning, right? It might not be in the first 5 seconds, but it might be in the first 30 seconds or minute. If I'm giving a presentation, I might open with thanking people for inviting me and appreciating their time, but I don't want to spend an hour and a half to do that, right? So you want to have that sequence designed optimally for the audience. And think about, finally, the brief map is, it's a visual outline. It's a way of preparing. It's a preparation tool primarily. It's not a delivery tool. So I don't want you memorizing it, staring at this mind map, this brief map, and getting confused. No, it's a way of going through a checklist of answering questions that your audience has in the way they have them. So those are some basics of brief mapping. And I'm really thankful for you today, and always really, for taking the time to listen to this podcast, to this particular episode on how to use a brief map. And I'm also really thankful that I had a brief map to organize this episode. Just saying.